America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
Good morning, Hampton Roads. Steve Taylor here, and it's great to be here. Colleen, how are you doing today?
Doing well. Good to see you, and good to have our listeners join us for Faith and Freedom today.
That's right. So if you could lead off with who our sponsor is and how to get a hold of us.
Well, again, you are tuned in to Faith and Freedom, and it is brought to you by the Alliance Legal Group. You can contact them through the web. That's the best place, www.debtfreeva.com. And yes, you need to support Alliance Legal Group because they're supporting this program. So go to debtfreeva.com. You can chat there. You can set up a consultation. They're a legal group that specializes in bankruptcy and other things regarding that. And so they'd love to help you. And so if you have a need for that, maybe you have a friend or someone that you know, a family member that's in need of some bankruptcy services or other legal services, please contact Alliance Legal Group. And then if you want to contact us here at the radio station, right now is your opportunity to join in on the conversation. 488-5299, 488-5299. The last couple of days, I've actually had people who wanted to engage after the program through finding out more about the program and that kind of thing. And we invite you to do that as well. But we would love to have you participate now through the radio at 488-5299. You can also contact either me or Steve after the program as well.
Well, that's terrific, Colleen. I do appreciate that. And she's absolutely correct that you can contact us at www.debtfreeva.com, and we'll set up a free phone consultation, a time that you can speak to an attorney, review your finances, and determine whether or not a bankruptcy would be helpful to you. There's a lot of foreclosures going on right now due to the fact that these forbearances that were given with the assurance that basically they'd be put at the end of the mortgage. They don't give you the terms up front. They just say, don't pay your mortgage payments. Sounds good. They all come due in about 6 months, and they want them all when they say the forbearance is over. So a lot of folks feel a little bit of stress about that around Christmas time. Don't feel the stress. Contact us. We'll find a way to get that matter resolved, maybe get a loan modification in the process, get it all worked out so that you don't have that stress and things will work out for your good. That's what Romans 8:28 tells us, isn't it? If you're a Christian, if you love the Lord, you're called according to his purpose, that things are going to work out just fine. And that's a truth that you can take to the bank. And so Steve Taylor here again, and just look forward to hearing from you at the 488-5299 number. A lot of things to talk about today. You know, where do you start? This world's in a crazy spot. You know, one of the things that I've really noticed that's really just crazy is that when you look around, I don't know about you, Colleen, but it doesn't look as much like Christmas this year as it has in the past. Maybe it does at your house, and hopefully it does.
Well, we decorated, but it still is. It's hard to believe that Christmas is just a week away right now.
Yeah, and, you know, I hold that in part due to the the systematic and continued and relentless attack by globalists on America, on the world, not just on Christmas. And you know, that when you drive around town, you don't see as many lights as you used to. It's just my impression. You know, it may not be true, but it sure seems like it. You don't see the malls lit up like they used to be. You don't see the people in the malls like you used to see.
Well, that's because either they don't have the money to pay for the electricity for the lights, or, you know, and people might be, you know, taking it back a little bit as far as not being able to spend quite as much money, or maybe they're doing some things online. I know some of the events, I was talking to my daughter recently about some of the things we've done in the past, going to different Christmas things, and, you know, that's not those are not happening this year.
No,
there
I used
are other
to have,
things that have come back
I
around.
I used to have three or four invites to you know, Christmas parties. Not one this year. You know, the regular events that typify Christmas just aren't happening. And I really believe that it's part and parcel of the whole global reset, global restructuring, the taking from the Moors America from its Judeo-Christian heritage. That's that whole cancel culture, that whole critical race theory, that whole critical critiquing and deconstruction sort of process that cultural Marxism does. That's what the whole purpose is to separate a prosperous country founded by Christians and a moral worldview, to separate from that to do it in 100 different ways. Everything from our media, our culture, that it's a march through. I can't say his name, but one of the classic Marxist deconstructionists said, it's a march through the culture, a march through everything to just destabilize and separate people from their Christian foundations, the historic foundations of this country. So we talked about in the last couple of weeks this campaign of demoralization, this campaign of mass psychosis that allows the people. One thing that I found out that was a great point in the article. It says, the way that you can know whether a person has been influenced in a very negative way as far as their understanding about what's going on is, are they wearing a mask? If you see a person wearing a mask outside, in their car, down the street, everywhere they go, they've you can, that is a, that, some places you have to wear them. I go to court, trust me, they make me wear my mask at court. That the judges really get ticked off sometimes if you don't have it over your nose. I was in a court yesterday, and for the benefit of my client, I complied. But that wherever you're at, that you are an example to other people. And so lots of people are very sheep-like, and that they follow what everybody else is doing.
Well, there's of good news. I just heard that the Chesapeake School Board voted to have them not have to wear masks indoors at school. So starting in the new year, so that's good news.
Starting when? Right away?
January, probably after the Christmas break.
Well, that's great. Well, of course, that's wonderful that we saw it in New York. We talked about that, I think, last week, to participate in anything in New York, that de Blasio and all those guys over there. You can't even be a kid in New York. You got to wear a mask. You got to be vaccinated. Or you can't participate in normal functions that a kid should be able to. For a virus, it's 99.998, a statistical impossibility of you getting sick and dying as a kid. They want to take it down to the 2 to 5 year olds, and these kids that are being shot up with this experimental, whatever you want to call it, bioweapon, are suffering tremendous damage. Let's take a look at a couple articles just to see some of the things going on. I've got one, and remember, call in. We'd like to talk to you. So here's an article that, it's actually a little bit older article that I got from Mr. Tony. He sent that to me. I guess he sent it to me today. I don't know when he sent it to me. But that 81% of COVID deaths recently were vaccinated, so that we see this vaccination, or whatever you want to call this thing, not being very effective. And so that's one of the issues that people have, is that they're told one thing, and then that it's a continual, one thing I guess I would ask folks that are getting ready to get their booster shot, Colleen, is why. And just, I again, somebody would have to actually offer to me that they're getting ready to take the booster shot, because I wouldn't ask them that question. But if they offered to me, listen, I'm getting ready to take my booster shot, I would ask them, I said, why are you taking a booster shot? And you know what they'd probably tell me? They're probably going to say, because the other ones aren't working anymore.
It's worn off.
Yeah, the other ones aren't working, and I need to get another one. The other ones aren't effective. They're not doing their job. And so, you know, this is the third or the fourth one in the last 9 months. When's the last time we've ever taken, or anybody's taken, four vaccines in 1 year for the same cold? And, you know, the thought is if, you know, what is that thing that say the definition of insanity? You've heard that before, right?
Is doing the same thing, expecting a different result.
Right, doing it over and over again. So the first three didn't work. And so you're taking the fourth one because the three didn't work before it. I mean, that sounds like the definition of insanity. And, you know, all these health, quote unquote, professionals are saying this is going to be a way of life for, you know, anybody that's safe. And what's happening is your immune system is getting pummeled. You know, that you're not going to be able to, I mean, that people that have had 4, 6, 8, 12 vaccinations, that they're not going to have much of an immune system left. And they're going to be very susceptible. They have this thing called ADE it's a very scary thing. And so let's take a look at a few more articles here. You know, two or three of the places that I really enjoy, it's never fun looking at some of these articles, but WND, which is WorldNet Daily, is a wonderful website that has a lot of good articles, and I would really commend them to you. I'm just going to shoot off a few of them. So Columbia study, the U.S. true COVID vaccine death is estimated at 400,000. And I'm not going to go through the whole article, but they're saying that it's not like 20,000, like the VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System reports, which is a voluntary reporting system that, you know, is really discouraged to be used by people that should be reporting on a regular basis. But they're saying that if you actually count, and they go through how they determine this number, it could be as high as 400,000 deaths in the United States, which is tremendous, because, you know, if you take a look at the deaths from COVID-19, it was all they had pushed it up to 600,000 or 700,000, but now they've reduced it back down to 400 or 500. You have as many deaths from the vaccine as you do from COVID, and of course COVID was grossly exaggerated as well. So you know, strange turnabout. Another article. You know, this is kind of off the vaccine track. Have you heard much about Hillary Clinton running for president, Colleen?
No, I haven't heard that.
You haven't. Okay. So this is the theory. This is the thought. Generally, first of all, that she's positioned herself. There's lots of different places that she's shown up and she's talked about wanting to run for 2024. But that even before then, they could, you know, they could diss, that's what the kids say, they could get rid of this Kamala Harris, which is not very popular. They could find, you know, if there was a Supreme Court position that was available, that they could probably stick her in there as well. But that they could get rid of Kamala Harris, they could put in Hillary, right? And then, of course, you know, Joe Biden, he's not going to make it very long. And they're not going to want him to be there very long. He could then be, you know, I think it's the 25th Amendment, kicked out because of that. Or he could just say, listen, I'm just tired. You know, I got to go back to my basement. And the next thing you know, you'd have Kamala Harris you'd have Hillary Clinton as president.
I mean, that whole situation is interesting anyway, because I mean, I follow the news, I keep up with things, and it's interesting that you don't hear a lot about Kamala too much and what she's up to now. And I've seen some, you know, some news feeds where, you know, they were attending an event, both President Biden and Kamala Harris were at an event, and they kind of were not even paying attention to each other. And that seems odd in an administration. You would think that there would be some friendly communication between the folks that are working at the top there.
And again, I think Hillary Clinton just showed up on where did she show up on? It was on NBC, maybe that and it says twice failed Democrat presidential hopeful went on television and say where you know thinking that President Trump was going to be running again in 2024. And let me say this too, I'm very disappointed in former President Trump that. You know, I think he's really failed us. You know, that I think, you know, all along I believe that Trump was, I mean, I still got the Trump one flag in front of my house, Colleen, but more and more, you know, I'm starting to realize that I think he's part of the whole cabal too, you know. You know, it was December, I guess, 14th or 18th last year when he could have made a decision not to have the vote certified. He didn't make that choice. He did. He could have called in the, you know, we had the executive order that could have prevented the votes from being certified, and that there was foreign intervention. There was an executive order that he had signed saying there was foreign intervention, that he could have had the military count the votes. He didn't do that. He let it go to January 6th. He invited everybody, saying, "Listen, it's gonna get wild." And this thing happened that's, that the Democrats have been using since January 6th to just persecute Christians and prevent and use it as a warning that anybody that tries to protest could have a similar fate to these guys that are being held, you know, like in third world sort of conditions, you know, incarcerated. But then he starts rolling out, starting last year, about the virtues of this vaccine. And I mean, there's no bigger cheerleader for the vaccine than Donald Trump, you know. And I'm serious; that's scary. You know, this thing's bad. It's not, and it's not like, you know, you just have bad advisors telling you the wrong thing. I mean, for some reason, he's a cheerleader for this. And so there's a lot of folks out there that have lost their pulling for Donald Trump. You know, that he's not like, you don't see that when he speaks. He spoke in Florida a couple of days ago. That the that it's not like it used to be. It's not like you know, the types of crowds that he used to. He's still getting good sized crowds, but the groundswell's not there. A lot of people are starting to think that he's compromised, that he's not the same person that he used to be. I was speaking to somebody just the other day, and they said, you know, I was an ardent supporter of President Trump, but that something's changed with him. You know, I don't know if he's the same person. Some people, there's even you know, because apparently there was doubles, you know, for Donald Trump. There might be a double going on. I don't know. What do you think, Colleen?
Oh my goodness, that's a whole other topic. I don't know. You know.
Yeah, we kind of went off to astrospace there or something.
Well, I mean, anything's possible, right?
So, how do you feel about Donald Trump?
I thought he was a good president. I wish he was still in there. I think he did a lot of good for our country and still would. I agree with you on some of those things. I think, yeah, I've heard the stories where people at the rallies are supporting him, but then when he talks about the vaccines, they're booing him and things like that too. I don't know. I mean, he's a strong personality, and I don't know who's up for running in another 2 years or whatever either, but we'll have to see.
I think they're all compromised. I really do. Trust in Jesus alone, because I'm telling you, these politicians, they all had the memo that basically they can be stakeholders in the WEF, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates club. And, you know, that I used to really like Donald Trump, but I really don't know what I think about him anymore. I don't like him too much as far as the things that he does. And we got to call everybody out for what they're doing. And he's just, you know, that we got to be true to truth, and that anybody that's supporting this vaccine the way he's doing it and having it being used the way it's being used on babies, on children, on kids, you know, all the way up to, you know, up the line, and it's being forced vaccinated, and he didn't say nothing about it. There's a lot of questions that he's part of the problem now. Let's take a look at another problem. Let's take a look at money. Well, we know that there's problems with money right now. We're seeing it, and we're seeing the problem with money intersect with the problem with vaccines. We're seeing big banks, like you know, America's largest banks, banning workers, unvaccinated workers, from even going into the office. Have you heard about that?
No, I hadn't heard that. Do you want to ask Tony? Tony's on the line. I didn't know if you wanted to ask and see what.
Yeah, we can get Tony on. JP Morgan Chase recently just told all unvaccinated employees that they can just stay home, but they don't need to come in no more. You know, that's the kind of thing that's happening. Tony, you're on the air. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, Steve. How are you doing?
I'm doing very, very well. We're talking about how the economy is getting ready to go to hell in a handbasket, so to speak. And I use the word hell in a handbasket. It's going to go very, very badly, I think. So what are some thoughts you have on the economy getting ready to happen?
Well, I believe the economy is in very bad shape, and they're talking about all these norms. They throw all these numbers out, but when you look at what the numbers they throw out versus what the numbers really are, they're clearly not the same, and it's like they're trying to make the abnormally bad economy a normally good economy, which seems to be their MO. They try to make everything look good that is crazily bad, and, I mean, inflation through the roof, gas prices, there's nothing good about $7, $8 a gallon gas. There's nothing good about food prices taking a 15% jump in, you know, in 6 months. There's nothing good about us having the highest jump in inflation in, you know, 30 years. There's nothing good about that. There's no way they can say.
The retail prices hitting America pocketbooks, this is according to the U.S. Department of Labor, and they just reported this, I guess, last Thursday. I guess, was that yesterday or today? Rose at the fastest annual rate on record. The producer price index at 0.8 last month increased 9.6% over the last 12 months. That's a 10% inflation rate. That's
exactly
crazy. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Then somehow that's supposed to be good. I don't understand the logic they're using, but it's not real. I mean, we're headed for a tough time. Our dollar's going to crash. We're going to have some real problems. And what do we do?
Yeah, and, you know, the government's going around, you know, it's like that Psaki, you know, the Little Red Riding Hood Psaki, you know, says something about she was blaming the meat price increases on the greed of the meat conglomerates. You know, they don't want us to eat meat. You know, that's what Agenda 2030, which is being reduced down to 2023, you get one hamburger per month, I think it is. That's mm-hmm. what they want.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get to eat meat. So the reason the meat's going up in price is because of the greed of the meat conglomerates.
Yeah. They don't want to talk about the fact that they want to tax the greed, the carbon tax on meat of $3,000 a cow. And they're paying the farmers not to have as many cows. They don't want to talk about that. They don't want to admit to that.
And it's inflation. Talk about robbery. You know, inflation is the biggest thief of the American of Americans. You can imagine in 2000, the U.S. dollar, the U.S. dollar from 2000, a dollar bill in 2000 is worth now 60 cents, a 40% drop in 20 mm-hmm. years. I mean, if you had $100 in the bank, it's now worth $60 just because the inflation is, and it's been a relatively low inflation. You start doing 10% a year, you know, that's considerable.
Exactly. And it's going to get worse next year when these programs they want to put in place. I mean, right now, no one's talking about the money. You don't hear a lot about the money they're printing. You don't hear about the volume. When Trump was in, they used to talk about $60 million a month they were printing. $60 million a month or $80 million a month. You heard it every single month. No one's talking about how much the money they're printing right now. That's all kind of secret.
Well, and you know, this, you know, as you print more money, you get more inflation. That this WND article says that Americans can expect to spend about 17% more for Christmas than before the pandemic. And this is Kristen Meyer, she's the editor-in-chief of the Balanced Personal website, personal finance website. 17% more to buy toys for your kids this year. You know, that's and they're saying how great the economy is. That's the great narrative. That's, you know, they spin everything to make it look good for a regime that's doing very, very bad.
Well, and that's something else we talked about yesterday. I drove through Prescott. I drove through Prescott Valley, and into Prescott City. Downtown Prescott's a little decorated. The courthouse is decorated, but you don't see any of all the fancy lights on the streets. You see some on houses, but none of the malls have their lights up. There's no real decorations in the malls. It's kind of like Christmas is kind of hodgepodge this year. It's not really there.
Yeah. Well, we're running out of time. We only have about 4 minutes. You know, I guess the last thing we want to finish on is this, the fear tactics they're using on this Omicron that, you know, again, I think I heard one person now has died out of all the cases that there's one. I didn't confirm that, but of thousands and thousands and thousands of cases, one person. Obviously, and of course, this alarmist sort of rhetoric saying it's highly contagious, but the biggest problem is most people don't even know they have it if they get it, because it's just not very, it's a wimp. There's this article here that 79% of Omicron cases also are in vaccinated people. So, you know, but that tells me is not only, I mean, it spreads, but it spreads to people that have immune systems that have been decimated.
Exactly. And it's going to get worse. We're pushing the vaccine narrative. So the numbers are going to climb very quickly on people having reactions to the vaccine. And now they're doing kids and young kids and babies.
Yeah. So, you know, that again, it's all part of this, you know, fear tactics that they're trying to get people to, to just, you know, batter with fear, get this mass psychosis going, that people will comply and do whatever they want us to do. That's all part of the same, same process. We see governments, just trying to force us to obey. That they do. People are losing their jobs in the military, in hospitals, across the country. And then Biden just smiles and walks away, when people ask him about, you know, all these people losing their jobs. It's crazy.
Well, everyone, stay strong out there. Stay informed. Follow the show. Keep your heads up. Enjoy your Christmas. Don't let them steal your Christmas. And keep informed. Keep informed with real news, not the fake news.
God bless you. Colleen, we're just about finished here. Do you have any other thoughts?
No, it's definitely, we have to stay informed and keep up with things and, yeah, just be educated about it for sure.
Yeah. Well, you know, folks, that, this regime that we've allowed to, listen, you know, I saw this article today saying that, you know, that everybody either knows or should know that basically that we had the election stolen. If you don't know the election was stolen, then, you know, well, you know, that we're praying for you as well as whoever that other person is in America that hasn't figured it out. And there's this great game of chicken going on between this regime that's in place and the American people about what's going to happen next. You know, that that we need to stand up. We need to not give in. We need to continue to insist upon our medical freedom, that oppose this medical tyranny at every step. And you know, what we talked about last week is have these parallel structures in our life, normal places of reality, your church, your family, friends that are sane. Don't go insane just because the world's gone insane. Trust in Jesus. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, he's real. He loves you, and he will offer you more than anything else you could possibly desire. So with all that being said, I wish you from the very bottom of my heart, each and every one of you, the very merriest of Christmas. We will, Lord willing, see you next Tuesday, same time, same channel. God bless you and have a great weekend.
I've been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads' hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on The Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.